In summertime, many Americans head to the pool or the beach to cool off and have fun. But many kids don't actually know how to swim, especially in historically underrepresented communities. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkis recently spent time with one New York organization that's working to change that, one lap at a time.
On a sunny spring day, a small group of teenagers are in the pool in the basement of a high school on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Their teacher is another teenager, Carmel Renas, who's 17. She's a teacher at a nonprofit organization based in New York City called First Strokes. They try to remove barriers to learning. They provide goggles, swim caps, and suits, and the lessons are all free.
The water can be your best friend and your enemy, and we're really working to have the water be students' best friend, and slowly they're developing a relationship with the water.
The classes are led by fellow teens who are certified as lifeguards, including Carmel. She says learning to swim isn't just for fun, it's a public health issue. According to the CDC, drowning is the second leading cause of death among children. Jeremiah Rogel took some lessons when he was a little boy, but says he wasn't really comfortable in the water. Jeremiah is now 18. He's from Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
I definitely feel a lot more confident now. I feel like I can swim a lot more and a lot better than I was earlier because now I know how to swim faster and I know a lot more techniques like cupping, diving, breaststroke. I know how to do all that better.
One of his swim classmates is 19-year-old Isaiah Torres from Manhattan's Lower East Side.
I think I'd honestly do this for the rest of my life. It's kind of just become a hobby now. I kind of do it even when I'm tired or upset. I'll go anyway just to do it. It's just become a regular now.
Learning how to swim is an intergenerational challenge, says Michelle Macy. She's a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University and a doctor at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Macy led a study last year that found many parents don't know how to swim, and that situation is especially true in Black and Latinx communities.
Less than 5% of our white population had never learned to swim. With our Black population, about a quarter of them had never learned to swim, and for our Hispanic parents, it was up to a third.
And according to USA Swimming, 79% of children from low-income families have low to no swimming ability. Macy says a lot of parents never had the chance to develop swim skills when they were growing up, and many of their neighborhoods didn't have access to public pools or lessons. Carmel Renas says she sees this intergenerational issue with her own students.
A lot of our students are first-generation swimmers. Their families have never swam. They have a fear of the water, and we're really working to have the water be a place that they're comfortable and excited.
Miriam Lynch is the executive director of the organization Diversity in Aquatics. She says even in areas that are lucky enough to have public pools, access to them is declining. There's a labor shortage. There's simply not enough people signing up to work as lifeguards.
If there are not lifeguards, pools are not opening. And if pools are not opening, then we're not doing water safety. So when we're not having swim lessons, then we're not progressing kids towards opportunities in aquatics. And then if we're not creating opportunities in aquatics, then guess what? We're not creating more lifeguards.
Carmel Renas at First Strokes in New York says their goal is to help reverse that cycle.
Now, some of our students are even working towards their lifeguard certification. They're going to protect their peers in the water and be ambassadors of swimming and pools in their community.
Carmel and her fellow organizers are working on expanding First Strokes to serve teens nationwide and get as many as possible safely into the water. Anastasia Tsiolkis, NPR News, New York.